Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com, kind of a trailblazer here in the area in girls' high school wrestling. We're visiting with Bree Bynum, a junior, back-to-back state qualifier in girls' wrestling. So congratulations, Bree Bynum. You finished sixth at state last year, second at the sectional this year, and next weekend is the girls' individual state wrestling meet. So what'd you think with the sectional last weekend?
It was definitely a lot more competition this year. Like, the girls definitely came out and were wanting it a lot more than they did last year. And it was definitely a different experience this time. Had to work a lot harder.
And you finished second. So I know you maybe have a potential for a rematch where you lose in the championship bout at the sectional at Geneseo last week. Could possibly get a rematch, but it would take maybe to meet for potentially a state title. You're on the opposite side of the bracket. So what's your kind of mindset heading to individual state on the girls' side next weekend?
I'm coming at it one match at a time, and I'm going to be a lot more technical, dodge the shots a lot more, work on my sprawling and everything. But I'm going in trying to defeat one girl at a time to get to that championship match.
So I called you a trailblazer, at least in this area, competing in girls' high school wrestling. I think that's a fair assessment, that you're one of the first kids that tried it. What do you think about that? You know, being the first state qualifier in girls wrestling in the history of Sherrard and trying to continue to grow the sport. And I see you had a good buddy that, you know, had a good run at it last week at the sectional in Nadia Anderson. And I know you're probably saying, hey, we're going to get more girls wrestling next year at Sherrard.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping to have a bigger team next year of girls. It was awesome having Nadia down there with me. She definitely is a wonderful partner, and I'm hoping that next year all her hard work pays off and she can make it down to state with me. If we can get a ton more girls, I definitely think Sherrard will be a big competition for this area.
What about being the trendsetter or the trailblazer of, you know, being the first kid to do it over there a year ago? I think that's still a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I definitely get a lot of little girls that come up from our kids club that talk to me and think it's awesome. I just want more people to come out. I try to hype everybody up, tell them how it pays off to do it.
All right, so the one thing that's a little bit different for girls wrestling, you know, and I was talking to you off the air, is wrestle sectional last weekend, and then this weekend you're off, so you have basically then kind of 2 weeks between the sectional and wrestling in the finals. And you experienced that last year. What's that like where you really have to wait and kind of, you know, stay in postseason wrestling shape?
It's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing for those girls who do happen to get injured down at sectionals and can't, like, recover fast enough. They get 2 weeks to worry about it. But for me, it's very nerve-wracking because I'm sitting around waiting and waiting, and I'm just super excited to go down there. So sitting for 2 weeks is kind of not my cup of tea. I'd rather it be just a week apart.
So I'm just curious, you know, in terms of how you approach high school wrestling, because it's unique for you. So, you know, you wrestle basically a boys' schedule during the regular season and then go to basically the girls' postseason. But is it just, you know, how you attack it is, hey, I'm taking on an opponent. And I know I think the weight differential is 125 and 126 when you talk about the girls' weight class in the boys' weight class. So what kind of is your approach? Is it just I'm taking on an opponent and I don't care if it's a boy or a girl who I'm up against?
Yeah, I definitely, like, going against the boys, it helps me. Like, win or loss, I don't really take it to heart because I know it's just helping me get stronger and better for the girls, since the boys are technically, majority of them are stronger than me. Going in against them, I just think of them as another person, and my goal all the time is to pin them and win.
Pin them and win. I like that. All right. Bree Bynum, again, wrestling at the IHSA Girls Individual State Meet next weekend. Anything else you need to mention about the experience getting ready or just about high school wrestling in general before we let you leave us?
just to say it to all the girls out there that will listen to this, if you are thinking about it, to go out and try.
All right,
It'll be worth it.
that's a good sale. That's a good sale from Bree Bynum, Trailblazer Girls High School wrestling, and having an awesome year. State qualifier last year, back at it this year. The individual girls state meet within the IHSA taking place next weekend down in Bloomington. I know you're going to root on Walker Anderson this weekend at the boys state meet. We wish him luck as well. And Bree, good luck to you next weekend. Thanks for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.